Sister Helen, Brother Zach and Sister Helen joined me on the Jukebox of Americana today to talk about their CD release party tomorrow evening, April the 9th at Nick's. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to hear that. So tell me, does this match up to that track, the charismatic duel of Zach and Helen? Harken back to the sounds of yesteryear, rowdy gospel grass and dissonant harmonies embrazened between kicking your heels and wiping your tears. Playing originals and old-time traditionals that harken back to the sounds of yesteryear. I love the line, too, rowdy gospel grass. Helen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Troy.
Oh, you bet. I love it. I'm assuming you crafted that little bit of lyric. It's just great.
Yes, thank you. Well, many people want to know what our sound is, and it's really influenced by American spirituals, American spiritual songs, American folk music, and traditional country and bluegrass. So, you know, Zach, his particular style of singing is really influenced heavily by church hymns and mm-hmm. singing in church. And I started singing in church when I was about 7. So it's natural how our sounds just kind of came together. And that song that you just heard, Lay My Burden Down, is really usually called Glory, Glory. And some of my favorite all-time musicians in the world recorded that, like Alison Krauss, and mm-hmm. most recently, and a woman that I admire my entire life, whose name is Odetta. She recorded that song in 1956. So it's, you know, the tracks are actually, I'm stomping on wood picket fences in that. I'm using tambourines, and, you know, you can hear Zach playing. He's a crazy finger picker, teaches banjo, and so you know, you don't need to go to church to hear what we're singing, and you don't even need to have any kind of belief. It's really, you know, reaches you to where you are in the place that you are in your life.
Sure.
And that's, for me, what singing spirituals are all about. It's not really about a particular faith. It's really about where you are. And if it can help uplift you or if it can speak to you in some way, that's kind of what it means to me when I sing those songs.
Well, I was so excited to get you on the phone, actually, Sister Helen, because knowing a little bit of your background, I'm hoping you'll share it with us, actually, and the church.
Yeah, I grew up, my background is I was born in Vermont to Vermont parents who decided they were going to move to Ohio to live on a bigger farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent my life growing up in rural Ohio. I'm one of 10 children. I'm number 9. And I was surrounded mostly by my sisters because they were the younger ones. And
sure.
Specifically my younger sister, Heather, you know, we just grew up singing. And my parents really, we didn't have much television. You know, we were in a rural area. We were spending a lot of time on the farm. But singing and listening to old country music and folk music, you know, my parents' generation was when music sort of came to life. And I was so fortunate to be surrounded by that kind of music. I mean, Merle Haggard just passed away just this week. And, you know, specifically, he really defines a lot of what music is to me because he's one of the greats and an amazing songwriter, tremendous voice, just something that, you know, everybody's drawn to no matter what kind of music you listen to. And so that, you know, exposure of going to church and hearing different singers and growing up and not really having a lot of money, playing whatever instruments were nearby, really inspired me to kind of just be okay with, you know, the sound that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really inspired me to find Zach and many of the musicians that I found in Worcester to kind of collaborate over the last 6 years. You know, just celebrate where you come from, celebrate your roots, and maybe even expose people to it that don't know about it.
Exactly. You're with Brother Zach on this release, and the two of you are having the CD release party tomorrow evening at Nick's Bar and Restaurant that's over at 124 Millbury Street. Tell us a little bit about Brother Zach. What's his history here in Worcestertown?
Oh, you know, he actually grew up in Clinton, Massachusetts, and his parents, his father's a musician, his brother's a musician, and they actually been playing together, and he was exposed to a lot of country, a lot of jazz music, New England folk music growing up as a kid. And he grew up near the railroad tracks. He is self-taught. And, you know, actually what's real funny about it is how I found him. He used to work at a garage downtown Worcester where he would take tickets of the parking garage near City Hall. And I would hear that banjo when I was downtown. I could hear it, and I didn't know where it was coming from. So I actually found him in that box, and I would position myself to kind of, like, cross paths with him so that I could say, hey, I've been looking for a banjo player. It didn't work out because he never really caught on, and I was trying to speak to him until my friend James Keyes, who's another familiar musician here in Worcester. We were trying to put something together for a Thanksgiving show about 6 years ago, and he says, I've got this great banjo player. You should meet him. His name's Zach Slick, and the rest is history.
Wow.
So from that moment, you know, we've worked on a million different projects, but there's always this, what's special about Zach is he has a really incredible voice, and there are rarely people in the world that have brother-sister harmonies. Usually, you know, as in the Lubin brothers, they have a dissonance, like the Carter sisters and the Carter family. They, because they're from the same people, the same family, their voices resonate differently, and it's almost like an eerie kind of dark but interesting mix. And Zach and I have that with each other. It's rare, which is why we go by Brother Zach and Sister Helen, because it really speaks to that long history. You know, he's been part of this thread of Worcester playing music for years, and he plays independently all over New England. Actually, he's on his way up to Vermont. I hope he's listening right now to play up in one of my, actually near my hometown in Vermont, ironically. And then tomorrow we'll have our CD release party together. So pretty exciting. You can see him all over playing at brew houses. You name it, you'll find him there.
Well, you know, you mentioned James Keyes there, and actually last night I got to see Matt Roberts perform.
Matt Roberts.
And what Worcester is just so gifted with amazing talent.
I have had the fortunate benefit to make friends with so many musicians. I've shared the stage with John Short, Duncan Arsenal. I could just go on with, you know, James Keyes. I share a lot of musician friends with people in Providence that just love Worcester. It's incredible, and I've met so many female performers. It's just embedded. Next weekend, I'm actually singing with the Women of Worcester concert.
Oh, yes. Tell us about
which
that.
Which is that collaboration of 13 women from Worcester who are all just singing lots of different genres, and we've all come together. It's going to be exciting. Sold out in a week. The show is completely sold out.
Sister Ellen with us here, again, with Brother Zach tomorrow night performing at the at Nick's here at 124 Milbury Street. This really is a fine album. It must have been a challenge for the two of you to narrow this down to just 9 tracks.
Oh, it's so difficult. We can play for 3 hours, you know, and so our range of songs, we try to cater it to, you know, whoever we're playing for. We play big festivals like at Wachusett. We'll do Canal Fest. We're doing the Art Museum on May 20th. They have a festival that they're doing there to celebrate art. You know, we play in rock clubs that attract punk rock singers, and then we're also playing in jazz clubs. So we kind of have a range. It's very difficult to pick the songs, but we wanted to play a lot of, Zach writes a lot of songs, and I just absolutely adore them. And when he plays them for me, I can hear the parts that should be for me. And then when we sing it together, the song becomes new and strong and different. So we chose a lot of songs that are meaningful to us, and songs like You Are My Sunshine. You know, I've been singing that song since I was born. I just don't even know a time when that song wasn't in my life. Most people don't know the lyrics. They think it's a happy song. It is not. I always say you sing it to your children, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's about begging someone to not leave you that's hurt you. And I feel like, you know, folk music really speaks to us, where we are in our life, what's happening in our culture, with, you know, like Odetta. I mean, I've been long in admiration of her. You know, she recorded that song in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was part of the civil rights movement. We have a responsibility as musicians to be a voice for everybody. And for me, growing up, you know, from a farming community, living in a city, I've had both lives, and I can relate to everybody. And I think when you listen to our music, you'll find that too. One interesting thing, we did it at Wachusett Recording, which is in Princeton, Massachusetts. Mike Harmon recorded this, and in an unconventional way, it was actually live with the foot stomping happening at the same time, with the banjos going at the mm-hmm. same time, with just two microphones, well, really just three microphones. I wanted to capture all of the flaws. I wanted to capture what it sounds like to be a real singer and a real performer. I didn't want autocorrect. I didn't want auto-tune. Yeah. I didn't want click tracks. I just wanted to show what it was like to really sing from the heart right. and be real. And I think that a lot of people aren't used to that kind of music. So I think when people listen to the CD, they will hear those breaks and breaths and flaws. And I think that's incredible because it speaks to people, and that is what music is like. It's live. It's in the moment. That's why coming out and seeing a band and supporting musicians, whether it's in Worcester, Providence, wherever you're listening across the country, that is where music comes to life, is in the presence of those musicians. Exactly. And I encourage you. Our show is free. It doesn't cost you a penny to come enjoy it, which is why we wanted to do it at Nick's. But if you'd like to buy one of our CDs, it certainly will help us.
Sure. Brother Zach and Sister Helen, again, performing tomorrow evening at Nick's. I think it's a 9 o'clock start, is it not?
Yes, it's going to kick off actually with Rich Amazing Dick on ukulele. We mm-hmm. have surprise performers from Grade A Fancy. We have Nikki, the founder of Beatniks, coming down from Vermont to play three to five unique songs. We have a couple guys from the Red Petties coming from Providence who recorded some of Zach's albums coming. And we've got Sarah French, and we've got Sarah Gengel, and Kayla Daly from Worcester singing on some of the songs with me, who are performing at the Women of Worcester show. So it's going to be an incredible night filled with tons of musicians across New England. Wow. And if anybody else shows up, they'll probably jump on stage.
It sounds great. We're hoping to balance all of this, of course, with Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards tomorrow evening as well.
We're trying to start later so that everybody can make it to both shows. They're an incredible duet, and my friend Sean is opening up for them, and you've got the Hip Swayers happening there, too. Yeah. You know, we love them so much, so we're hoping that you'll be able to go to theirs, which starts at 7:30, and ours is kicking off at 9. It'll be at the tail end of their show. Their ends at 10, so you'll still be able to fit us both in.
Excellent. Well, that's so exciting, and it's exciting that you want to all work together to make it all happen, so...
That's Worcester.
We only have one pair of ears each. put them around about. Sister Ellen, I'm so excited that you'd come spend some time with us here, and looking forward to the show tomorrow evening.
Thank you so much for having us, Troy.
Sure.
We love Worcester, and we love WCUW.
Excellent. So I've got the Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning cued. Is that all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Tell us why.
I hope it brings out the energy of the afternoon. Thank you.
There we go. Don't go away quite yet, but thanks for talking with us. Okay.